Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us to talk about the news. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, you have some local Planned Parenthood news this morning.
Yeah, so on Friday, the Planned Parenthood out of New York City and a number of individuals filed some paperwork with the State Health Department to form a partnership, an affiliation. It included one of the two Planned Parenthoods that serves the capital region, the Planned Parenthood Mohawk Hudson. It's headquartered right in Schenectady. And so this proposal would take this local Planned Parenthood and join forces with a number of other ones. And their primary objective, according to what they're saying here, is to find some efficiencies, to get some reductions in the administrative side of the business, also to find some efficiencies with unified medical records and to be able to negotiate better financial arrangements. What they are saying additionally is it should in no way compromise the kind of medical care that they can give. And of course, this Planned Parenthood in the last couple of years has expanded. Obviously, they're known pretty well for the reproductive health care, for providing abortions. And of course, that makes them a lightning rod. But they've also added primary care health services at all of their centers, the 10 centers, especially in the region, Schenectady, out to Colville, up to Glens Falls, et cetera. And so they say that this is going to make them a leaner, meaner fighting machine. And this is, you know, in line with a lot of other healthcare organizations in recent years where they seek these partnerships. So that'll have to get state approval, and it will be headquartered out of New York City in terms of administration if it gets approved.
From that story to the latest on police in Schenectady in trouble with the law themselves.
Yeah, this is, as you said, the latest case, and this involves a detective, a tenured detective named Stephen Nelson with the Schenectady PD. He was originally charged earlier in April with punching a bouncer at a bar in Utica. And within the last couple of weeks, he has the case has been processed to the degree that the judge in the case allowed him to agree to what's called an adjournment in contemplation of dismissal. And in that regard, if he stays out of trouble for 6 months, the case will be dismissed outright and he moves on with his life in terms of the criminal charge. But it does not mean he's out of the woods totally. He still will have to go through an internal investigation and review within the Schenectady PD. In the meantime, he's been allowed to return to work as just a patrol officer. He, as I said, he was a detective. He's been able to return to work and be paid as a patrol officer as this internal review goes on. And they've been trying to, under the new regulations, the new rules, they try to wrap these things up within a few months. So we should know fairly soon what happens with him.
Tell us about this rising star on American Idol from our region, Madison Vandenberg. She's wowed everybody yesterday.
She has. So it was her big homecoming. The American Idol folks on the right before the final, where the three finalists will appear on Sunday night, they send these contestants back to their hometown, and they have a parade and a homecoming. And so yesterday, Shaker High School really rolled out the red carpet, and the community did. They had a parade at the crossings in Colony, and she really had a bunch of adoring fans, lots of little girls who have been watching on TV, and boys and community members. She was, by all accounts, pretty wowed by the whole thing. She seems incredibly excited, and she, according to our reporter, Indiana Nash, according to her story, her singing was very powerful. She did a little mini performance after the parade, and she put out a strong show. And one of the things she's been coached on by the coaches on the show, including Luke Bryan, is to interact more with her audience. And it appeared that she's taken that to heart, and she really was just very comfortable, it seemed like, with her classmates at Shaker High School, where she was just really thrilled, and also the broader community. So there will be a lot of eyes turned to the TV this Sunday as the final pick, but it seemed like a good day for her. She seemed to be beaming, according to everybody that was there.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks.
Take care, David.